What is up, Anchor? This is the first broadcast from Spoon of Consciousness, and it is Self-Love Sunday. So today I posted a blog about why you need to be self-conscious, which might actually sound a bit counterproductive. But what you need to know is that being self-conscious means being aware of the self. And so what that might mean is, you know, you might be going through a hard time right now, looking at, you know, the way your clothes fit. Maybe you want to look like the magazines. Maybe you want to look like those photoshopped images. But I need to tell you something right now. I need to tell you that you don't need to look like any of that stuff, because it's all an illusion. It's all designed to play on your insecurities, to get money out of you, to buy those products that are being marketed to your insecurities. Now, I want to know your thoughts on this. Let me know if that makes sense to you. Let me know what you've been struggling with in this respect. Has it been hard for you to be love yourself? You know, this is Self-Love Sunday. Let's get a conversation going. Do you find it difficult to love yourself because you're self-conscious of maybe your body compared to those people? The whole idea of being self-conscious in a positive way is knowing that we are not the body. We are the energy, the consciousness that's driving the body. Because life is a video game, and this body is just your avatar, right? You came here to have fun. There's nothing fun about you comparing yourself to anyone else, because you're not on their journey, and they're not on your journey. So it's impossible to compare the two. We are the consciousness that inhabits this flesh. So we can't be fat. We can't be ugly. And we can't be made to feel worthless. The only thing we can do is look at our actions and, you know, be conscious of how you act rather than how you look. So guys, send me your thoughts. Call in, let's have a discussion, and let's see if we can help each other get over these insecurities and become self-conscious in a positive way. And I'll see you on the next podcast. Nope, I'll see you on the next Anchor show. Peace.